Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, nestled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is author, teacher, president, and CEO of Christ for the Nations Institute, Dr. Dennis Lindsay. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Pastor Joe Campbell. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, my husband, Pastor Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL wow. Television Network. We're excited you chose to tune in with us today. And I have the real boss here with me, Jacqueline Bell Baker. Jacqueline, how are you doing, buddy? We love Jacqueline. Jacqueline is a wonderful girl. She's 4 years old. And Jacqueline, can you tell everyone, where were you born?
In Alaska.
She was born in Alaska.
That's
right. Awesome. Yep. Wow. Yep. Anchorage, Alaska. That's where she was born. She's a pride and joy. Pastor Joe, we love having you on the set with us today.
Thank you. We love
children. Why? Because the PTL Television Network, we stand for life.
Amen.
Friend, whenever there is conception, that is a separate DNA with a separate calling from God that deserves to have their life lived out. And we love life here at the PTL Network.
Life and life more abundant.
That's right. Life more abundantly. That's right. Yes. Praise Amen. God. Well, Jacqueline, every time I am getting ready for the show, she knows when I'm putting my suit on, it's time to go to work, she says. She goes, okay, I'm going to start the show with you, Dad. We got to make sure I start the show with you. So I want to say thank you. She's got some homework she's going to run off and do with Miss Jessica. We love having her on with us today. You know, Pastor Joe, one thing that was encouraging me this morning is I was reading my Bible, and I love faith.
Amen.
Faith, and I mean, it is just a beautiful thing. But the fact that we believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that we get edified through Him, we get edified through dreams, through visions, through tongues, through seeing people healed. Why? Because, Pastor, I believe that the miracles are still active today. They didn't die with the apostles; they are still moving today.
Absolutely. Amen. You know what? If we only understood that the power of prayer can change everything, and I tell you, whenever we begin to seek God, and we do, like you said. And we watch the power of the manifestations of the Spirit. Whenever God begins to move and there is a revival in the land, we're seeing souls saved, lives changed, people's hearts being changed. And I tell you, that's really the key in making this. We are the New Testament church. We're Acts 29. Yes. And you know, there's only 28 chapters, but we are the 29th chapter. I tell you what, God's doing something today.
Amen. Yeah. You know, God is moving. God is up to something. We see across college campuses, friends, and I know you guys have seen this. It's hard to turn on the news without seeing this first and foremost. We're seeing riots. We're seeing, breaking into buildings, holding hostage buildings. We're seeing that people are rallying for a terrorist organization fighting our greatest ally in the Middle East in God's country, the nation of Israel. And it's being allowed here. But you know what? I will say this. While there is craziness happening on some college campuses, there are other college campuses on fire with the passion of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we're going to talk about one of those today. Today, we have Dr. Dennis Lindsay. He is the president and CEO at Christ for the Nations Institute. He's also an author and teacher of subjects. Now, Pastor Joe, we're going to get into this today, but he talks about creation science from a biblical worldview and focusing on Israel. He's also the author of a book we're going to get into today called Giants, Fallen Angels, and the Return of the Nephilim. Dr. Dennis Lindsay, we want to thank you for being back with us today.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, my. Ricky.
Amen. Hey, we want to welcome you back to our program. Tell us, it's been a few years since you've been on before. What has been happening in your personal ministry and with Christ for the Nation since the last time you've been on?
Well, we're born and raised in a family that loves miracles, the supernatural. So I saw miracles growing up, and I can't argue about the miracles that I saw. So when I began to teach on the biblical view of creation, I had to accept the idea that God created instantly in 6 24-hour days. I mean, I was an old earth viewer until someone says, well, if you are old earth, what are you going to do about the young earth as when science says that death began? According to evolution, the earth has been around 4.6 billion years of age. And if that is true, when did death begin, Dennis? If you are an old earth that God created somewhere around 4.6 billion years ago, creating the earth, not to mention the universe, when did death begin? Because according to evolution, the secular scientists say death began on planet Earth 3.5 billion years ago. So did death begin with Adam and Eve's sin, or has it been around for millions of years? And I began to study the whole idea of radiometric dating, And I see that radiometric dating is a very organized system that makes sense, except for one thing. The foundation is all based on faith, and it's no way you can prove it in the scientific laboratory. And so when I studied and saw that, I then changed to a young earth that God is able to create in 6 24-hour days. I don't know why he took 6 days when he could have created in a snap of his finger, but of course he's laying out a plan for man to live according to this plan. So now I understand a biblical view of creation, that God is a creator of miracles, and not only does he create miracles and heal us today, and he's not stopped with miracles. So he is right from the very beginning a miracle working God.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Come on, that's absolutely, we love having a biblical worldview here at the PTL Television Network, the Jim Baker Family Show. We have a biblical worldview. I've said it many times, friend, and I'll continue to say it. If it lines up with the word of God, then we will cling to it because our very lives depend on it, friend. And if it does not line up with the word of God, if the word of God rejects it, believer, we must also reject it. Even if there's a societal norm that says, well, you have to accept it. Even if there's a governmental pressure that says, well, you need to accept it. No, friend, if it doesn't line up with the word of God, the infallible word of God, then we're not going to accept it, friend. I love the biblical worldview. You know, Pastor Joe, I had the honor of attending Christ for the Nations for a few years. It's where I met my wife, Brooke Baker. She was Brooke Bryce before, but I loved it. Why? Because it's a spirit-filled university. I absolutely loved everything that they were about. I got to sit under a few of your classes, Dr. Lindsay, and you are a brilliant man. I want to say thank you for being bold in the faith, because you never back down from loving Israel and loving faith. I want to say thank you for that.
Amen.
You know, Pastor, a little history, actually. There are two buildings on the Christ for the Nations Institute that are directly correlated with my wife. So there's the Jack Moore Hall, which is my wife's great-grandfather.
Wow.
And then they have the Anna Jean Price Music Building, which is my wife's grandmother.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have a lot of rich history. There's a lot of ties with Christ for the Nations, and we absolutely love this school. But, you know, before we get into today's conversation.
Your wife's in music, too.
Oh, she's in music, yeah. I'm trying to get her to play on Sundays. Come on. She needs to come play on the show, Pastor. That's what she needs to do. You know, I want to look at this overview of Christ for the Nations. If you are wondering what it is, this is what it's all about. Check this out.
It was 1970, and Gordon and Frieda Lindsay had a dream to train world changers. The Nations were in their heart, and Christ for the Nations was born in Dallas, Texas. In April 1973, Gordon went to be with the Lord, and Frieda took up the mantle to lead. It all started with the Voice of Healing. Gordon led with men like Oral Roberts, William Branham, T.L. Osborne, and others, impacting their generation. The Voice of Healing still speaks today. With a word from John G. Lake and a mandate to take the training tools into the nations, the printing presses began to roll. Over 250 books were written and translated into more than 80 languages, culminating in over 60 million books distributed to the ends of the earth. With a passion to bring science and the Bible together, the Lindsay's second son, Dennis, focused much of his life's work on a biblical view of creation, while at the same time leading the Institute for decades. One of the hallmarks of the ministry was a focus on the nation of Israel. For over 50 years, their daughter, Shira, has poured her life into serving in the land of Israel. It continues to this day, praying for the peace of Jerusalem. When the need to help build churches abroad presented itself, Christ for the Nations was ready, partnering with students and pastors in 120 countries. Over 12,000 churches have been built. In time, over 90 affiliate Bible colleges were training thousands of students annually, fulfilling the Great Commission. Understanding the importance of reaching the emerging generation, Youth for the Nations began in 1989. To date, over 100,000 young men and women have been impacted during the summer camps. On the over 70-acre campus in Dallas alone, more than 40,000 students have been trained and mobilized. The message goes on, reaching to the ends of the earth. Of ministry were celebrated with 50 hours of worship.
Amen. That is Christ for the Nations Institute out of Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
Dennis, I want to ask you this. Why did your parents, Gordon and Frieda Lindsay, have this mantle for world changing on their hearts?
Well, of course, my dad started very young. And when he received Jesus, the Lord spoke to him, "I'm going to lead you in a new direction with the supernatural, the gifts of the Spirit. So I want you to give up some things you love." And in his autobiography, I just learned this a couple of years ago, because I hadn't read it, but somebody pointed it out to me. He says, "I had to give up a couple of things that the Lord asked me to give up. And so I gave up my love for science and astronomy." And he passed those two areas in me, and that's why I can't stop studying the biblical view of creation. But not only that, he had miracles happening in his traveling in the ministry. And so he began to see the miracles of God. And it began to grow among all of the evangelists that he linked up with, over 100 of them. The Lord began to say, "I want you to take it not only just here in the United States, but I want you to take it across the world." And so he started his evangelistic crusades going over to different countries. And that is when, some years later, the Lord says, "I want you to have a Bible school and to teach these same principles around the world." And so he did. He started in 1970, and now we've been over 50 years right here where we are. And we love to train disciples to go into all the world, to go, not only to go, but to be filled with the power and the anointing of the Lord, to have miracles. So when you go, you'll see miracles. And that is what our Bible school is all about.
Amen. Wow.
Dr. Lindsay, why is it even more important to continue to train students in ministry now in 2024, the year we're currently in?
Well, I see that there's a lot of Bible schools around the world and right here in the United States. But one thing that makes Christ for the Nations unique is we understand there are two words for the Word of God. And I think most of people that know about the Logos, the Word of God, Jesus is the Word, the Bible says in John chapter 1. So the Logos is information that we all receive here at Christ for the Nations and a lot of Bible schools around the world. But there is another word for war, for word in the Bible, and that is rhema. And we love the word rhema, which is a special anointing of the Holy Spirit that comes down upon an individual when they are inspired by the Holy Spirit. And when you are inspired by the Holy Spirit, the Lord does amazing miracles in your life. And so that is what's unique about Christ for the Nations Institute. We not only have the information of the Word of God, but we have the rhema, which is the inspiration of the Word of God. And when you get the inspiration, you have had a revelation. And so that's what I really feel is unique about Christ for the Nations Institute. We have not only the information of the Word of God, but we also have the inspiration of the Word of God. And when you have the inspiration, the rhema that comes down from the Holy Spirit about the Word of God, guess what? You have a transformation individual. And when you are transformed by the word that you have just heard and it brings goosebumps on you, you want to take it out and share the miracle or the revelation that the Lord has shared with you. And that is what happens with Christ for the Nation graduates. They get inspired. They've got to go somewhere and share it with somebody else. And we always tell them, you've got to go. The Lord says you are filled with the Holy Spirit, so go. Don't stay in a nice, comfortable situation, but go. And I went out in 1967 on an outreach, my first outreach. My life was so dramatically changed. I went back to finish my last year in college, and I changed my major from science to theology to Bible. And my life was changed. I've written a book about what happened to me, that I cannot stop going and sharing the good news of the gospel to other people to make disciples that love the Lord and will take the message that the Lord has dropped in their bones and in their spirit and take it to another place in the world. Go. Don't just sit, but go into all the world. Be full of the Holy Spirit with miracles that will follow.
Praise God. That is so good.
Amen.
You know, we need to be doing that. And I tell you, this day and time, they need to hear that more. Because so many people go to Bible college and then they get through and they just go and sit on a shelf. We need to be doing what God's telling us to do. And I tell you, time is short.
That's right.
And we've got the hourglass turned upside down and it's coming and it's running out. And we've got a lot to do for the Lord before Jesus comes. And I tell you, that's important.
That's
I love that. And I love the fact that he's talking about the rhema word and the spoken word that is able to, you know, go in and say what God is saying and watch and see what the Holy Spirit does in your life. And man, I tell you what, that changes everything.
That's right. You know, Dr. Dennis, I want to ask you this. As the leader of one of the premier Bible institutes in this country and around the world, what has been your reaction to the anti-Semitic protests that have been happening on our college campuses?
Well, I understand the battle is a heavenly battle. It's between God and Satan, our adversary. And so since that is happening right from the very beginning, going back to all the way to Genesis 3, it's not going to end until the Lord finishes it here. And Revelation gives us the understanding how it's going to end up. So this is our Lord. That's what I believe the Lord is saying to us concerning Israel. The battle, yes, it's going on. And Satan knows his time is short because of what Israel stands for. And we love Israel. We cannot stop promoting our love for Israel because my parents had it right from the very beginning. I grew up. All I heard was the love of God for Israel. And my dad and my mom loved Israel. And my sister, who decided to move over to Israel after she got married and then started a ministry over there back in 1960s. Oh, my goodness. She's been over there for over 50, 55 years, and she cannot stop. Well, now I have caught that same vision, even though I've heard about it all my life. Something has happened in my life, and have my love that I have for Israel has given me a new insight of what is happening concerning terrible war that just broke out in October the 7th. Now I understand that Satan is still understands what that little nation is all about, and he is out to destroy it one way or another. And Christ for the Nations understands this and is sharing it with our student body. Don't give up. No matter what is happening in the world or happening in America concerning Israel, don't give up, because you'll understand what the Lord's up to. And you'll be around for the end of the destruction of the enemy and his disciples. So that is what Christ for the Nations loves about Israel. And we understand that we will pass it on to every generation, that we have a Bless Israel Week. We have guest speakers that come and share about Israel and connecting us with the inspired word of God and what he says in it concerning his land that he loves, and his home is in Jerusalem.
Amen. Amen. I love that Christ for the Nation stands with Israel, and I want to make it clear, if you're watching this, we've said it many times, but the PTL Television Network, the Jim Baker Family Show, we stand with Israel, and we will never stop standing with Israel. It is wildly important. You know, Dr. Lindsay, I want to get your perspective on this. There's a video about some Jewish students at Harvard, and they are seeking legal action against the school. Let's watch this and maybe get your opinion on this.
A Jewish graduate student is suing Harvard University for its handling of anti-Israel mobs and anti-Semitic incidents on campus. That student is Shabbos Kastenbaum, and he joins me now. Shabbos, on what grounds are you suing?
I mean, how much time you got? Breach of contract, diminished educational opportunities, flagrant violations of Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. And it's not just me who's pointing out these problems. Just yesterday, the House Committee on Education released damning reports on how Harvard deliberately and willingly ignored student complaints about anti-Semitism. They tried sweeping it, all of it, under the rug. We know for a fact that many of the anti-Semitic incidents and the students have not been punished, have not been disciplined. The president just agreed to negotiate with them. exchange for them packing up their anti-Semitic encampment. So it's a total chaos at Harvard.
What redress are you looking for? Money or something else?
So fundamentally, we want to make sure that Harvard University and really all universities across college across the United States are institutions of learning and not institutions of hate, bigotry, and discrimination. So we want to make sure that there's a federal monitor to make sure that Harvard is in compliance with all of its obligations under the Civil Rights Act. We want to make sure that anti-Semitic professors, anti-Semitic students are disciplined in the exact same way that Harvard has disciplined them for other forms of hatred, bigotry, and discrimination. And yes, certainly, I do not want to be paying a single dollar for an institution that clearly stabs Jews in the back every single time.
If it had been any other group, black folks, Muslims, gay folks, trans, whatever, if they'd been run out of town, the people who ran them out of town will be in prison. But because it's Jews, they're still there.
Look, it's not even speculation. Let's just go to the historical precedent. You know, Harvard routinely disciplines speech, for example, that it finds hurtful or derogatory to other minority groups. Just last year, when there was a homophobic incident, they expelled the student, immediately condemned it. When George Floyd was killed, within 3 days, they had a statement saying that we commit ourselves to ridding our university of systematic racism and institutional white supremacy. After the largest massacre of Jews since the Holocaust, what did Harvard say the next day? Nothing. And they still have not condemned the 34 student groups that were cheering on October 7th. After Russia invaded Ukraine, they flew a Ukrainian flag. After October 7th, we asked to fly Israeli flag. They said no.
You know, Dr. Lindsay, we're seeing across the nation the green bandana being worn, which is a clear symbol of support for Hamas. We just watched this student from Harvard saying, hey, you know what? We just want a chance at a fair education. What are your thoughts on this? Because we're seeing that a fair education isn't being given to Jewish students here in the United States of America.
It's going to get worse. Wow. The Bible points out that ever since, we know the story in Genesis chapter 3 of the adversary who comes in there to try to change the whole plan of God, all the way throughout the Old Testament scriptures, Satan has set up individuals that tries to destroy the Israelites, the Jewish people. That's a history. The Bible points that out. And he thinks that he won the war when he crucified our Lord and Savior Jesus. So of course, we know the rest of the story. That opened the door for a great revelation. Satan was a little bit surprised, but he says, well, I'll get him. But guess what? That resurrected Jesus went to heaven and was sitting with the Father. And he's passed over the work to the church, to the body of believers, the people that love the Messiah and love the resurrected Christ. So now Satan has to go at a different way. It is not with the resurrected Christ, but it's with the people that are followers of the resurrected Christ, and that is the believers. And the Bible says this will continue all the way through the book of Revelation that we understand. Satan is out to destroy the church and the believers, the messianic believers, the Jewish believers. He's out to destroy. So this is going to happen, and it's going to get worse from even here with Harvard or the other schools in the world. Just watch. So you have to trust the Lord and stay connected with him, because he says, I will give you the power and authority to speak, and you don't have to worry. Yes, some of it may be persecuted, maybe even lose your lives, but nevertheless, God says, I can protect you in spite of what's going on in the world here in the United States.
Amen. That's exactly right. You know, we've said this many times. You're not going to change these college students with information, because they truly believe that they are right in what they're doing. These men and women who are protesting, who are encamping, they truly believe that they're in the right for this. We're not going to change them with information, Pastor. Mm-hmm. What is going to change them is a radical encounter with Jesus Christ. A radical encounter with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Friend, as you're watching this today, that is what we need to be praying for.
Yes.
We need to be praying for men and women of God to go out and begin to evangelize to these people, because a move of God is what's going to change their heart. Information isn't going to change them, because they believe they're right, Pastor.
I'm believing in a great harvest of souls and lives being changed. We need a revival sweep across America, and it will start with the young people. And the crazy thing is, they're the ones that's on the far side. Well, watch and see what God does.
That's right.
I mean,
You know, Doctor, you alluded to a scripture which I absolutely love. It's Luke 21, verse 14. This right here says, "Therefore, make up your minds not to prepare your defense ahead of time, for I will give you such words and a wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict." Amen. Friend, there is something when you're walking intimately with the Holy Spirit that, yes, trials and tribulations may come. Yes, there will be issues, friends, because we live a life as human beings, but you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, friend. You have the great comforter. You have the great guider. There is a lamp to our feet, friend, that is the Holy Spirit. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, today is the day. It's not someday, it's today, friend. You have to make up your mind today. Why? Because we are not guaranteed tomorrow, friend. I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. I could lay my head down to rest tomorrow or tonight, and I couldn't wake up tomorrow, friend. It's all in the Lord's hands. But you know what? I believe that since I have given my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I said, "Lord, I want you to sit as the king and the ruler on my heart space," that if I were to pass away right now, I would end up in heaven for eternity. Yes. Friend, you have that same ability to be brought onto you. If you're not a believer right now and you're watching, it is very simple to pray a sinner's prayer. Pastor, if someone's watching right now, they're not a Christian. They're not a believer. They're saying, "You know what? I'm interested in these topics we're going to be talking about. I just happened to tune on to the Jim Baker Family Show. But you know what? There's something about this. There's something stirring my heart, and I would like to be a believer." How simple is it, Pastor?
It's so simple. And I tell you, I'd like to pray a sinner's prayer with
them. Let's pray it. Absolutely.
Okay? You know, if you're watching and there's something between you and God, and you know that there's a space there that you've given over to the devil, and you need to get it back, and you need to surrender your heart and get back on target with the Lord. And I tell people all the time, if there's anything that is between you and the Lord, you need to ask God to forgive you. So I want to pray with you. And if you'll just pray this prayer, it's so simple. Say, Jesus, I ask that you forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Forgive me of these things that I've done. And I ask in Jesus' name for complete healing of my heart in Jesus' name. And I tell you what, over the years, you know, at camps, we've seen kids come, and a lot of kids will ask Jesus in their heart, but the sore of the terror of the things that they've been through, they need to be healed in their heart. And we do a service just on the healing of the heart, because I tell you what, when they get healed from their heart, then they're not bleeding all over everybody. And they're, you know, we have a lot of Christians that are trying to do the work of the Lord, and they're bleeding on others because they haven't been healed themselves. And I tell you, it isn't just asking Jesus in their heart. They need to get healed.
That's
and
right.
God is the healer. He's the restorer. He can put you back on top and change your life, and you'll never be the same.
Amen. You'll never be the same, friend. This is the best decision you will ever make, friend. I promise you that. And I encourage you, if you're a young person, or if you're a grandparent or a father or a mother, and you are looking to send your child to a place to equip them, Christ for the Nations Institute is that place. You can go look them up on their website. I believe that's cfni.org. We're going to put it on a lower third right here so you can just see it, or scan a QR code and get sent right to their application page. We need to ensure that we are equipping the next generation for the work of the Lord.
Yeah.
You have to be trained. You have to be taught, and then you have to be sent. And I stand here as a testimony saying that Christ for the Nations does all of those things with the fear of God in mind, with the love of Israel in mind, and with the Holy Spirit as their guide. So I fully endorse this goal. I want you to go and consider this as a place to get trained, taught, and sent from, friend. This is a good thing. You know, Dr. Dennis Lindsay, like I said, he is a bold man of God. He never shies away from the Word of God. And that is another reason that I love this man as an individual, as a strong leader in the Christian community. He wrote a book, Pastor, called Giants, Fallen Angels, and the Return of the Nephilim.
Wow.
Now, come on, you know, in the charismatic world, you gotta truly know that you heard from God if you're writing a book like that.
Yeah,
Doctor, I want to ask you a question. What does the Bible say about a heavenly rebellion, the sons of God, and the giants, the Nephilim?
Well, obviously, when you understand what the Nephilim is all about, you understand that is Satan's nuclear war piece. In other words, the Nephilim were to destroy the DNA or the coming Messiah. Once you understand that, you understand that those giants that were back in the Genesis chapter 1 through the end of the book, something happened in Genesis chapter 6, 1 through 4, and people have always understood that it could be something else than just demonic people, giants. In other words, it says the sons of God came down and saw the daughters of human beings were attractive. and had some sort of something called Nephilim, the giants, the fallen ones. Once you understand that, that was Satan's plan to destroy the whole plan of the coming Messiah. And so he put these giants, he put these Nephilim, and he began to destroy, make hybrids. And the Lord says, I can't allow this to continue. And so he says, I'm going to have to wipe out mankind and all his creation and start over again, except for Noah and his family. They were saved on the ark. So this happened on planet Earth. This happened with these gigantic creatures that were programmed by the adversary to come in and destroy the potential of what the Lord said in Genesis chapter 3, that there's going to be a something that's going to come along and smash the head of the serpent. He'll cause problems, but he'll be smashed. And then Satan began to work all the way through that to try to avoid the smashing process. And so he began to create these creatures, hybrids, half human and half fallen angels. Every time the sons of God is mentioned in the Old Testament, it always refers 100% of the time to angelic beings. It doesn't also say that they're good or the bad, but we do understand that the Lord says 1/3 of the angels were fallen and they were evil. So there's 2/3 that still exist, and they are the blessings for us human beings. So that is what the Nephilim are all about. Satan's plan as a nuclear type of a warhead, and we understand the power of a warhead, an atomic bomb. Oh my goodness. But Satan has a plan to destroy the human plan for the Messiah to come through the human being. And that all happened. And he's still out to use that to try to do Nephilim. So my book is to give an understanding. Was there giants in the day? And I give all of the evidence in the first third of the book, this book right here, The Giants and the Fallen Angels. The first third of this book is to prove that there were giants on the planet Earth, and I deal with the amazing monstrosity of megalithic structures that are all around the world. We understand a little bit about some of that with the pyramids, but most people don't understand the complexity of the pyramids in Egypt. They're unbelievable. And my book shares with that a quick, easy understanding of that, not to mention just in Egypt, but all around the world. These megalithic structures are all there. They had to be created by intelligence, and the intelligence is unreal of how they created these places all around the world. So the fallen angels were involved, and I share that. And the second third of the book is to deal with these fallen angels, what the Bible actually says about these angels that fell and how demonic they are and the power that they have. We understand and have some illustrations in the Bible of the power of these fallen angels and how they connected with human beings. We, for example, in the whole story of the Israelites escaping from Pharaoh and the, you know, over in Egypt. I mean, it's pretty amazing, the miracles. And the Moses throws down a rod and it turns into a snake. And so do the Pharisees or the people that were living there that were demonic, and they threw down their rods and they turned into snakes. And so that gives you a little understanding of these demonic angels that have power. And God reveals that from time to time. But God has more power. And when on the day that the Lord says, I can destroy those enemies, I will destroy them. So that's what my second part of the book is all about, showing these powers that God says in the Bible that these fallen angels have, even today, the demons, all about that. And then the third part of the book is what's coming. It is what the Lord says, I'm going to allow these Nephilim, these giants again, to come on planet Earth with technology that is so amazing that you cannot believe it. And we understand a little bit about the technology climb, but it's going to even advance even far more than what we understand today. Satan is not finished with allowing his demonic forces to create technology that is demonically inspired by hell, and it's going to affect the whole world. So be ready. It's coming. But the Lord has a way that he's going to destroy it. Like, remember the whole story about Hezekiah that the Assyrian army is about to destroy Jerusalem. And the Assyrians had just destroyed about 40 other cities in Israel, all over. And now he's moving into Jerusalem. And Hezekiah, the king, falls down on his face and he says, "Oh, Lord, help, help, help." And you know what happened? The next morning, 185,000 Assyrians were killed, were destroyed overnight. God can do that today. That's not a problem. But the powers of darkness are coming, and this book, the last chapter, the last third of the book, shows the technology that we already have that are unbelievable, and is more is coming to destroy whatever he can concerning God's creation. Satan hates everything that God has created. So he's out to destroy not only everything that God's created, but you and me. So keep that in mind. This is coming, but the Lord says, "I'm going to come in like Hezekiah and destroy the army and the adversary's enemy, all of his plans to destroy my creation and my plan to redeem human beings." Amen. So that is my book, Giants, Fallen Angels, and the Return of the Nephilim.
Return of the Nephilim.
Amen.
If you want to get that book, you can go to jimbakershow.com through our Destiny Image affiliate. You can find it there, or you can give us a call at 1-888-988-1588. You know, Pastor Joe, I believe this book is truly a blueprint. It is important that we understand the enemy's plan.
Amen.
You know, I spent 4 years in an infantry battalion with the Army, and one of the key factors is they have a whole department for this, is they're studying what the enemy is trying to plan. Why? So that we can mission plan more effectively, so that we make sure that we don't have casualties whenever we go over and perform a mission. It is vital to understand what the enemy is up to.
Be one step ahead of them.
That's right, to be one step ahead of them, and that's important. Mm-hmm. You know, the devil is not sneaky, but he is. The devil is not smart, but he is. He's crafty. Yeah. You know, I think it's important that we as believers understand that we can put on the full armor of God every single
Amen.
Day. And friend, I want to say this to you right now that's watching. You're not fighting for victory, friend. The victory has already been won. You're fighting from a position of victory.
Amen.
Where you stand right now as a believer with the Holy Spirit equipping you, the full armor of God, friend, you have already obtained the victory. All you have to do is see it through, friend. You have to continue to walk the walk. You have to continue to follow the path of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, even when persecution comes, even when tribulation comes, even when hard times come, even whenever you feel like I can't pay the light bill, even whenever you feel like, okay, my vehicle might be repoed because I can't pay the bill. We must continue to walk the walk of faith. Why? Friend, the Lord will always provide. Just like Dr. Lindsay was talking about, Hezekiah, the Lord provided. Just like Elijah, whenever he was depressed and said, "Lord, I want you to take my life." He said, "No, I'm going to send a messenger to you and I will provide for you."
Amen.
Pastor Joe, we see that there's a lot of tribulation happening in this world, but there's always hope, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Amen.
And you know what I love about this is the fact that we know what's coming in the end and we should be prepared. But the thing is, one of the things that people don't do is they don't get in the Word.
That's
and
right.
if they don't get in the Word, they won't know how to battle against these things. I had a question in my heart just as he was talking about that. I wonder how AI fits into all this. Dr. Lindsay, do you have any suggestions as far as where AI is involved in all the things? Because I know it's the knowledge is going to increase.
That's
and I tell
Daniel
you what,
says. Yep.
We're seeing AI in every campus and it's all over the world. And I just was curious if that was a factor in the Nephilim thing.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that AI is on us and is a blessing to us if you want it to be a blessing. I mean, I just amazed at it, though, how it shows me what I'm looking for. And nobody even knows what I'm about to type into my little laptop. So this is something that can be a blessing as well as a curse. All of technology can be either a blessing or a curse. The radio, the TV can be a blessing or a curse. And so I see it not as a problem because I see the hand of the Lord protecting me. In fact, I wrote a book. It's kind of my autobiography. It's called 77 Supernatural Surprises from Jehovah Snakey. That is the way the Lord ministers to me. As much as I love a biblical view of creation and have written over 40 books on the subject of creation, I wrote this one. And it's all these little stories, how the Lord has protected me as I've traveled all over the world, that I've been to 75 countries. And you cannot believe the stories that suddenly I find myself in a pitiful situation. I cry out to the Lord, and I'm just not sure what's going to happen. And then a surprise from heaven comes, and I share all of these 77 surprises from Jehovah, my Lord, who's the provider. He takes care of me. And he's a sneaky one. I think as a child, I grew up as sneaky, and I made surprises to my friends. And the Lord kind of communicates with me, even though I believe in the supernatural power of the Lord and how he can speak to us verbally in so many different ways through dreams or whatever. But he does through dreams, through kind of things I wasn't expecting. So look at that. I mean, if you want to see the miracles in my life, because I grew up in a Christian home all my life, I believed the Lord. And I followed him, but I gave my heart to the Lord when I finally went to Bible school and I changed my major from science to theology and Bible. And now I see these miracles happening. That's the way the Lord speaks to me. He wants to speak to all of us, even in a whisper or in a loud shout, like he does all the way through the Bible. So yeah, keep that in mind. God wants to communicate with each and every one of us, Amen. If we'll let him.
Now, Dr. Lindsay, I want to ask you this question. You know, they say that it will be like in the days of Noah. We see our Lord and Savior talk about this. It'll be like the days of Noah before he returns again. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, well, that's just metaphorical. We won't actually see true giants roam the earth again. Can I get your opinion on that?
Yes. Again, that's an interesting passage in Scripture that's really my book that I built it on was this verse. The Lord says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be just before I return. So what was it like in the days of Noah? Something was going on that the Lord had to wipe out the entire world. It was hybrids. The enemy was doing something that the Lord says, no, you're not supposed to be doing that. No, you're not supposed to make a copy or make a take two animals and put them together. And so the Lord says, I'm going to do the same thing just before I return on planet Earth with Messiah Jesus. And so what is he saying? What happened back then is going to be happening again. So in technology, expect it. It's going to happen. You're going to be seeing the different creatures that they are making right now within the laboratories of trying to connect. They're trying to say, look, if you can take this little DNA or this chromosome from a bird, it will give you better eyesight, better hearing. These are some of the things that we can do from animals and creatures in nature if we'll just let us take the chromosome, the genes of those birds, those animals, and put them in within a human being. You're going to be stronger. You're going to live longer. You're going to have to not eat as much as you used to and be strong and healthy. So this is what's coming, and it's in the laboratories today. And I share the last third of the book is sharing what's happening in the laboratories around the world right now, and especially in the laboratories that aren't even allowed to go into, like in China, over there in Asia. That's happening right now. So look for it. It's coming more and more. And so bottom line is, watch what is coming on planet Earth concerning the creatures that the enemy, the adversary, he's going to be making and probably taking some genes out of some creatures that are going to look real strange. And if you read the book of Revelation, it mentions some of those creatures that really look strange that are going to appear as human beings. Watch out. That's dealing with the DNA of the human being and making hybrids.
That's right. You know, we have seen DNA manipulation already, Pastor. Yes. For the last decade, they've been truly tampering with this. It is a slippery, slippery slope. Like Dr. Lindsay alluded to, they will say it is for a good cause, obviously. Right. They'll always say, well, it's to improve X, Y, and Z or to benefit this people group or to benefit that people group.
Cure cancer, things like that.
Exactly. But we must reject that fully, friend. As a believer in our Lord Jesus Christ, we must reject the mutilation and the manipulation of our DNA. We are made fearfully and wonderfully in the image of God, friend. You are created to be exactly who you are to be, Amen. Friend. And I want you to know that if you're watching. Now, Dr. Lindsay, I want to ask you this question. Could these mighty men of renown, as mentioned in Genesis 6, verse 4, become the Greek gods, Zeus or the Titans?
Yes. In fact, all of the ancient civilizations talk about the gods of the heavens. In other words, ever since the Tower of Babel came crashing down, it was split into the world, all of the people in the various languages, and they began to make towers, just like the one at the Tower of Babel. So there were still demonic forces that arrived that were being destroyed or building their own kingdoms around the world. And we look at all of those ancient civilizations. They believed in the gods. The heavens were full of gods, and they had powerful weapons than power to destroy. And so you better get used to the magic of these ancient gods, and they come out of the heavens. These gods that can help you, can serve you, can bless you if you will sacrifice to them. And that's why all of them wanted blood. They wanted human beings. And of course, that is what Satan wants to do, destroy anything and everything that has to do with blood, has to do with human beings. And yes, you can see that. So yes, there was something going on with the heavens and their gods of the heavens. They were just simply phony gods, but they were being turned into human beings or something that can come down and mate with human women and have sex and have relationships with them that would make a new creature. So it all became, and now we look at it as nothing more than mythology. But again, there was something, because it's in every ancient civilization, about these gods of the heavens that came down to planet Earth.
Wow. Dr.
Zeus was one of them.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Now, why is it important to dive into this topic as a student of the Word of God? You know, a lot of people will say, well, we don't necessarily need to be studying that. We'll just focus on our sermons, our Sunday sermons. Why would I need to be focusing on extracurriculars? That's the term that I've heard. But Dr. Lindsay, why is it important for us to have a good knowledge and a good grasp of this as a student of the Word of God?
The more you understand what the enemy's doing, the more you'll understand what the Lord needs to have prayer warriors, people like you and I, to call upon his name, and especially to train our children that are growing up in our midst to love and show them what the Word of God is, because they're going to be hearing this if they go off to schools and go off to colleges. They're going to be hearing more and more of what is happening among the people that believe these things are gods, or that they have power, and that they can, even especially with the technology that's coming about, they have power to help you if you will just suddenly begin to worship them. And of course, there are so many ancient cults in the world that talk about connection and having magic powers given to you if you will call out to these gods. So yes, make sure that you know the Word of God and stay close to it. Because Israel, for example, is a rebirth nation. It's amazing how it's been rebirthed, and everybody knows that. It's a truth out of the scripture that this nation has been reborn. How did it happen in 1946? That tells us something, but it doesn't tell us now what's going to happen with Israel, even though it has been reborn. Satan is out to destroy it and to destroy it, and now you understand it. The more you understand about the Bible, you'll understand what Satan is doing, even though these some things have already come to pass and are true warp miracles of our Lord and God.
Wow. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Dr. Dennis Lindsay wrote a book called Giants, Fallen Angels, and the Return of the Nephilim. This is an important book. Like I truly said, this is a blueprint for really what's happening here in 2024. And they can get that book through our affiliate program.
Yes, that's right. You can visit our website. That's jimbakershow.com. Click on Destiny Image, who is the publisher, so they will ship it directly to your home. You can also call our toll-free number 1-888-988-1588. And Dr. Lindsay, I just want to say, you know, truly, I appreciate you writing on a topic like this. I believe that more and more believers, we have to wake up. We have to understand the full gospel, the full Bible, starting in Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. And I believe that even in these times, you know, we are watching, the Bible talks about a great falling away, a great deception would come upon the world. And I believe, just as you were speaking, if we do not understand our faith, our belief from a biblical perspective, right now we are watching all ages of people falling into deception through religion. You know, they're looking for a power. They're looking for a greater power. And I know I have the honor of sending my children to a classical education. And even at young ages, we are beginning to teach them the one and only God. And but you have to recognize the world sees other gods, but we must be able to defend our faith by knowing the Word of God, by diving in deep. And so I want to encourage you, if you're watching at home, I know our audience, the Jim Baker Show audience, what I love about you, we have some of the most educated partners.
That's right.
You have a desire to know, what is the word of God speaking? Lord, what is happening on your timetable? What are the signs that we must be prepared for? And so I want to encourage you, if you're sitting at home and you say, you know what, I have to understand what is coming. As Dr. Lindsay said, this is not, you know, I really appreciate you saying it. You said, this is just the beginning. Many of these That's things, right. we are going to watch them because the Bible says that they are going to grow. The darkness is going to grow darker and darker. But I want to encourage you that while the darkness is growing darker and darker, the light will grow lighter and lighter. And that's through our knowledge. That's through our Amen. Relationship with the Lord. And so I want to encourage you, call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. You can order your copy of the book today and go to our Destiny Image affiliate. That's Giants, Fallen Angels, and the Return of the Nephilim.
That's right. And I believe one of those true lighthouses in America resides in the south of Dallas, Texas, Amen. Oak Cliff, Texas, called Christ for the Nations. I want you to watch this overview of Christ for the Nations.
Christ for the Nations is a dynamic team of people carrying out the same call God put on the hearts of Gordon and Freda Lindsay in 1970, a call of God to train world changers. Every year, we have students from over 60 nations come to our campus to be trained and transformed. They encounter the presence of God in a multicultural community of believers who are joining together in a biblical lifestyle of daily worship and prayer, which has been resounding throughout this campus for over 50 years. Celebrate with us what God has done and what He's still doing today. Every semester, these world changers' lives are transformed and empowered through various forms of hands-on training in classroom and off-campus ministry. At CFNI, a Christ-centered identity is forged, spiritual giftings are discovered, disciples are equipped, and servant leaders are developed. Every summer, these world changers explode into intensive strategic ministries through Youth for the Nations and Kids for the Nations. Our campus becomes a vibrant, focused outreach to thousands of young people who are radically saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, and called to ministry. At the same time, we have hundreds of other students who are being sent on missions outreaches all around the world. Each year, hundreds of graduates join our almost 40,000 alumni as they are thrust into their purpose and destiny. Christ for the Nations is not just a Bible school. We're a dynamic global missions organization with an international network of 90 plus affiliated Bible schools in over 50 nations. With the help of generous donors, we're completing church buildings, distributing Christian literature, supporting orphanages, blessing ministries in Israel, serving international missionaries, and hosting conferences and worship events at our Dallas campus. We invite you to join in all that God is doing around the world through this ministry. Your gift today will change the world.
I encourage you to go to cfni.org, that's cfni.org, and really consider sending yourself there, your grandchild there, your child there. This is a school that will transform their life. It is a Amen. Vital, vital thing that we need to be doing to train and equip and Amen. Send these people into the world. Why? Because the world truly does need evangelists in the time we're living in. That's Amen. Why the PTL Television Network exists. That's why we are here. That's why we will continue to stand with Israel. It's why we will continue to stand for the fullness of the gospel. It's because we understand that we live in a fallen world. We understand that we live in a dying world, but that there is an answer, and that answer is Jesus Christ, and we fully stand by that. You know, one of the ways Amen. That people support us, Marcella, is through our affiliate programs that yes. we have. We have something exciting coming up. Pastor Joe, it's Father's Day coming up. You've been a father yeah. a lot longer yes. than I have. I've only been a father 4 years, but I'm starting to really That's love right. Father's Day because it's a day for men to stand up and realize, you know yes. what? I am called to be Amen. The leader of a home. I'm Amen. Called to be a spiritual authority. I'm That's called right. to make sure that I ward off any demonic attack yes. coming against Amen. My family. And Amen. Men, rise up. Yes. It's time Amen. For us to yeah. be men once again. But, you know, we have a way that we love giving back. One of my favorite things That's is getting right. these gifts for Father's Day. And we have some things that we yeah. do for Father's Day.
Well, I figured, Ricky, listen. I'm like, if you're sitting at home and you're watching, I said, your dad probably does not need another pair of socks.
I don't.
So, or hankies. So right. I said, you know what? I'm like, this is a time, as Ricky, as you were saying, you know, to every man who's watching, we honor you. As women, as mothers, we honor the men in our life. We honor the pastors who are leading the shepherd and shepherding the church. We want to say thank you. And so we are. We're just in time, just a few more days for you to order your Father's Day gifts. But why not order something that will bless those individuals in your life? So I started looking. I said, look at all the incredible gifts that we have through our affiliate program. Even as you're watching right now, you can go to jimbakershow.com. Every affiliate, we truly, if you think about it, online, we have a store with thousands of different products that are offered. One of the brand new books right here, you see it on the screen. This is America at War 2024. Yep. This to 2026. This is the brand new book by Pastor Mark Biltz, The Sons of Light and the Sons of Darkness. This book right here, it's not an ordinary book. When you open it up, it's filled with timelines. It's filled with scripture. It's filled with what is happening right now. This is America at War. I thought, what an awesome gift to give someone in your life. Of course, Seychelles Water Filtration. Probably my husband's favorite item right here is... This is the Pump to Pure. If you're going canoeing, if you're going to a lake, you can drop this in. That's what he does. He drops it in, and as we're canoeing, he drinks clean, clear water. That's the Pure to Pump. Of course, I also want to mention, too, the Grid Down Chow Down. That's the up to 15-year shelf life of the beef. This is raw beef. You can rehydrate it. It equates to about 3 pounds of meat once it's rehydrated, and it will last up to 15-year shelf life. Also, of course, I couldn't resist but to put in my pillow. We stand with you, Mike Lindell. We are praying for you, Mike Lindell.
Yes.
Keep in the fight. And so we want to. This is a way that we support each other. Listen, these are
Christ-minded
believers.
That's right.
Who we have to stand with each other and support each other during these times. And so, of course, he made an offer to the ministry that every partner who goes to our website through MyPillow, you're going to receive a coupon code. Use that coupon code PTL, and most of the items will receive up to 50% off. There's the slippers, the towels, the pillows. I love these right here. All the different small pillows. That's the Eagle. Of course, I had to put it in. Ricky, Dad's coffee. Hey, you can never go wrong with coffee. This is the Morningside USA. You can make it breakfast blend. It has my Pastor Jim, in honor of Pastor Jim, and there's a whole story on the back from him personally. So these were just a few items. You can call our toll-free number. That's 1-888-988-1588. You can say, hey, I saw the pillows. I saw the ground beef. I saw the different products. I want to place my order today. You can call our operators. They're standing by. Remember, every time that you give, you're supporting Christian ministries, Christian companies. You are helping this ministry to continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus around the world.
That's right. You know, the only thing I don't have on that table is that Faraday bag, if anyone's listening.
That's right. So. Here it is. This is it, Ricky. I got you.
You know, we love supporting other Christian ministries. Christians, it is a time that we go out of our way to support other Christian establishments, Christian companies, Christian ministries. We are a body of Christ, and we must continue to act like that. You know, another great gift would be this book, Giants, Fallen Angels, and the Return of the Nephilim. I think that'd be a wonderful book as well. You can go to our Destiny Image affiliate or give us a call at 1-888-988-1588. I want to encourage you right now, go to your browser on your phone and type in cfni.org and look at what they're all about. And this is a school that the PTL Television Network fully stands behind. Amen. They are doing the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they are truly sending out missionaries around the world. Dr. Dennis Lindsay, we want to thank you for being on our broadcast with us today.
Thank you, Ricky. Oh, what a blessing this has been. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Yes, we bless you in Jesus' name that the ministry there will continue.
Amen.
Yeah. So we will continue to pray for you and lift you up from day to day, and we ask a blessing upon you.
Amen. Amen. You know, as we leave today, Luke 21, verse 33 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Amen. Friend, that's a word for you. I want you to remember this as we depart today, that God loves you. He really does. Amen. Bye-bye for today. Thanks for being on, Pastor.